Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
You go to the mailbox and pull out a crisp white envelope with an official seal. The exquisite handwriting specifies your name and address. Rather than ripping it open like junk mail, you pull out your letter opener to surgically slide along the top envelope crease. From the open slot, you gingerly slip out a beautiful, heavyweight card that says, "You are invited." In surprise and wonder, you flip open the card to see it's the very event you've always wanted to attend. Up till now, you've never dreamed you'd have the opportunity. Well, perhaps that scenario has never happened for you. Indeed, you may wish it had. Regardless, I want to assure you there is a lovely invitation waiting for you, and it has your name on it. In all seriousness, would you ever expect such an invitation from a high-ranking, important person? Think King of England, President of the United States, your favorite famous actor or actress, a legend in the sports world, some great inventor or incredible technological mind. Or think about events you've always hoped to attend: the Olympics, national finals or World Cup of a favorite sport, cruise in the Caribbean, summer tour through Europe, special concert on your bucket list, trek to see the world's wonders, or a trip into outer space. Important people, special events. You're invited doesn't often happen. Yet, as I already mentioned, there is a special invitation bearing an official seal with your name on it. To explore this, I want to look at a unique invitation given to you personally by God in His own words. Notably, this invitation is special and very much out of the ordinary. God invites you to come now and let us reason together. Isaiah 1 verse 18. How exceptional! Additionally, this invitation is a continuing arrangement. In other words, an ongoing basis, and you are invited to come and reason with God. Consider this. To be given an invitation to meet a high-level person once is one thing. But how does it change your thinking to find out that famous person's intention is to meet regularly, to reason together, to chat, to ponder and consider things? Additionally, to realize over time, you've become a friend of that famous, remarkable person. Consequently, how stunning, then, to discover this person had those intentions from the beginning. Let's look at the invitation again. Come now, and let us reason together. Yes, God opens the door to engage in both conversation and relationship with Him. To reason together means engaging in conversation, exploring ideas, focusing on important points, and reaching some kind of conclusion together. It's the process of discovery, companionship, and enlightenment. Interestingly, Isaiah 1:18 refers to the condition of humanity. Basically, God is appealing. Even though you and all of us are in sin and separated from Him, He extends a special, very much out of the ordinary offer. You are invited to interact on important things with God. Come, let's discuss. Consider my reasoning and how you might respond. Plus, I want to hear from your heart. Initially, this invitation prefaces the work Jesus does at the cross. The rest of the verse goes like this. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. In essence, the invitation is given before you can respond, before you are forgiven. In essence, all the interventive work is done so you can respond. Yes, you are invited. Well, as we've already explored, God has an ongoing arrangement in mind. Come, let us reason together. How encouraging to discover you may come and discuss whatever you wish with God, anytime, night or day. Additionally, you can hear His thoughts, original intentions, guidance, interventions, and His love for you. Why not slip into a comfortable, safe relationship, a friendship with God as you continue to meet? Purposeful friendship with God. Wow, what an incredible idea. So this invitation connects you to both God and the real you. What an unexpected bonus. Think of it. To agree with God about your need to be forgiven and to gain eternal life. The freedom to talk about your struggles, losses, and disappointments. The honor to receive guidance from wonderful counselor, strategies and courage from mighty God, love and companionship from everlasting Father, deep peace and joy from Prince of Peace. You also have the chance to become who you were intended to be. The opportunity to discuss the best ways to influence your small part of the world. You get freedom to dream. And you can become God's friend and know Him intimately. What an incredible privilege! Still, there's more. God truly wants to hear from your heart. Since He values your life, thoughts, and inner soul, you can freely be uniquely you. There are conditions to all scenarios. You wouldn't go to the Olympics or the final game of your favorite sports team in a tux or an evening gown. And you wouldn't wear shabby jeans and a t-shirt to meet the King of England. Equally, you'd give thought to what you'd say if you were to meet a world-famous person. In fact, you'd conduct yourself in the best possible manner. Subsequently, your presentation would be impeccable. In the same way, responding to the invitation from the God of the universe requires some conditions. And these conditions have to do with the attire of your heart, the conduct of your nature, your character, and your manners. Naturally, it comes down to being perfect in holiness before a holy God, which the blood of Jesus makes possible. Otherwise, you could never accept the invitation. Well, let's talk about God's conditions to His invitation. Isaiah 1, 19 and 20 contains conditions to God's invitation. The first one, if you are willing and obedient, basically, you're assured there will be reward in your life and fellowship in your walk with God if you are willing and obedient. And then the second condition, if you refuse and rebel, well, in this case, you'll experience consequences, punishment, shame. In other words, you don't just walk into a meeting with Holy God and start mouthing off. Nor do you take the lead in such an arrangement. With humility, you bow and wait, showing honor and respect. Simultaneously, since God is gracious and kind, filled with goodness, proved by Christ's work on the cross, you know you are in a safe place. Even under the conditions, the boundaries of His invitation, this is an offer you can't refuse. remarkably, it opens a door to a new reality, freedom, a better life, big picture, and purpose that gives meaning to every single day. Have you considered how things would be if you lost the freedom to be you? Right up there next to salvation, it's the greatest gift of your life, freedom. Along with freedom comes peace, joy, hope, purpose, and restored relationship with God. Actually, friendship with Him. This comfortable interaction, deliberately and often, means sharing thoughts about, well, anything. Come now, let us reason together. If you didn't have a free will, you wouldn't have the power to respond to this amazing invitation. So, from the beginning, God set you up with the power to respond, to know Him. He made you with every quality needed to be His friend. The power of freedom also enables you to answer God's call into a needy, broken world. When He asks, "Who shall I send? Who will go on our behalf?" from Isaiah 6:8, you have the power to reply, "Here I am. Send me. I want to use my freedom to serve you, O God." In essence, reaching out to others in the world is another kind of invitation God gives to you, with the power of freedom to respond. Here are some application thoughts and questions over today's content. Number one, do you realize what an incredible invitation you've been given to personally know the living God as a dear friend? Number two, how have you responded to God's invitation to come, let us reason together? Three, consider. You've been invited to interact with God. Have you opened your mind and heart to receive God's reasonings? Have you considered God wants to hear from your heart? Four, in what ways have you been willing and obedient? Identify scenarios you've cooperated with God. Five, is there any area where you have refused and rebelled? Identify how and why you refused to obey God. Number six, freedom is the power to respond well and have great influence. How are you exercising your freedom? Number seven, when God asks, "Who shall I send? Who will go on our behalf?" what's your response? Number eight, what kinds of things can you proactively do to grow your relationship with God? Do you respectfully discuss anything with Him? And number nine, why not respond to the incredible invitation from God to spend regular time with Him, to reason together about everything in life? Surely, you'll benefit by taking His invitation to heart and saying, "Yes, I'm here, Lord. I long to know You. Teach me. Train me. Use my life. Send me." I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org. Your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.